Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Friday, January 24th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: last day in Davos, ECB not in a hurry, and futures slightly higher. Leading today's news: it's been quite a week at the World Economic Forum in Davos, where President Trump spoke about how the U.S. is in the midst of an economic boom and announced that the country would join a WEF initiative to restore a trillion trees by 2050. Climate change, positive, and impact were trending terms on Twitter, highlighting the event's focus to improve the state of the world. As the meeting comes to a close today, the conversation will shift to the global economic outlook, including reassessing geopolitical risks, the impact of climate change, and prioritizing inclusive growth. In other news, for all the hype about Christine Lagarde's inaugural strategy review, yesterday proved to be a letdown for central bank watchers who wanted more. It sounds like a dry proposal, but the biggest challenge is going to be to harness all of the views, assessments, and convictions into a direction that will serve the purpose that we have been assigned to, which is to guarantee price stability and the economy, she said in Davos. I don't think an ECB president right from the get-go should say this is my view, because I don't want to preclude others from expressing theirs and over-influence the debate. We will hopefully reach a consensus by December 2020. Looking to avoid their first week of declines for 2020, U.S. stock index futures advanced 0.2% overnight, while oil continued to be spooked by demand signs from China. For the week, the Dow is down nearly 0.7%, the S&P 500 is down about 2%, and the Nasdaq is up slightly as traders digested earnings and grappled with fears surrounding the coronavirus outbreak. China has widened a lockdown in Hubei province as the death toll climbed to 26, with 830 confirmed cases, and instituted travel restrictions that will affect at least 20 million people across 10 cities. On Thursday, the World Health Organization also stopped short of calling the new coronavirus a global health emergency, saying the outbreak remains a local crisis. Pharma executives linked to the opioid crisis have been put on notice after John Kapoor, the founder of Insys Therapeutics, was sentenced to 66 months in prison. Several other former Insys executives will also end up being behind bars for bribing doctors to prescribe the dangerous painkillers. While Insys and Purdue Pharma have both gone bankrupt under the weight of legal liabilities, other opioid makers and distributors are trying to negotiate settlement deals with state and local governments. Bayer shares rallied into the close yesterday on headlines that the company is in talks to settle cancer cases involving its Roundup weed killer for $10 billion. According to Bloomberg, Bayer's lawyers say the company could set aside $8 billion to resolve the current cases and another $2 billion for potential future claims. What happened? Nearly 2 years ago, Bayer scooped up Monsanto in an ill-timed acquisition. U.S. lawsuits piled up almost immediately after the deal closed, alleging Monsanto's Roundup weed killer causes cancer. Under two separate agreements, Broadcom will sell $15 billion worth of wireless components to Apple, which will be used in forthcoming product launches. Broadcom has already supplied several chips used in the iPhone 11, including silicon for Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, and an Avago-branded RF front-end chip that helps the phone connect to wireless networks. Reports in December further suggested that Broadcom was looking to offload a wireless chip division that focused on radio frequency chips. Under two separate agreements, Broadcom will sell $15 billion of wireless components to Apple, which will be used in forthcoming products launches. Broadcom has already supplied several chips used in the iPhone 11, including silicon for Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, and an Avago-branded RF front-end chip that helps the phone connect to wireless networks. Reports in December further suggested that Broadcom was looking to offload a wireless chip division that focused on radio frequency chips. Avago is up 2.6% pre-market. Volkswagen is ready to hit back at Tesla after the market value of the EV maker, which plans to establish a factory near Berlin, surpassed the German car giant for the first time this week. The company, which adopts fastest and is most innovative but also which has enough scale in the new world, will make the race, CEO Herbert Diess said at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. We're doing the right things to be competitive. He pointed out that Tesla is paving the way in electric cars, though VW is buying software companies and ramping up investments in sustainable vehicles and battery cells. We would totally evaluate any offer, but we haven't had one yet, Grubhub CEO Matt Maloney told CNBC following reports earlier this month that a possible sale was on the table. When asked if consolidation is necessary, Maloney said that there's a reckoning coming to the industry and flagged that it could come within the next 12 months. DoorDash holds 33% market share, followed by Grubhub at 32%, Uber Eats at 10%, and Postmates at 10%, according to analytics firm Second Measure. The Department of Homeland Security is set to release a report today outlining its immediate actions and longer-term goals for enlisting online players to combat counterfeits. This is about e-commerce playing by a different set of rules that simultaneously hammer brick-and-mortar retailers, defraud consumers, punish workers, and rip off intellectual property rights holders, said White House trade advisor Peter Navarro, who is helping lead the initiative. It's Amazon, Shopify, Alibaba, eBay, JD.com, Walmart.com, and a constellation of lesser players that provide the digital hubs. The initiative comes the same month as a Phase 1 trade agreement with China that requires Beijing to take steps against counterfeiters or risk enforcement actions that could trigger new tariffs. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures are all set to open in the green, with crude oil and gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, the PMI Composite Flash is out at 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.